King as Pickens Jackson.
You ready?
Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now live in the Bank Plus studio, where college football meets the all lifestyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds. Streaming around the world live at the Out of Bounds radio app. And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
Where are you?
The Zone.
And good morning to you. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. Tip off today, 5:30. Kansas State, Michigan State. I'm ready. I'm in. I'm ready. I'm locked in. And I hope at least three of the four games are really good games. The team that I'm really rooting for is Kansas State. Because of Jerome Tang and his story. It's pretty incredible. He's the head coach for Kansas State. It's really good. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. So Jerome Tang was born in Trinidad, and his parents moved to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And then they eventually ended up in Texas, and he grinded at the high school level for years. He was unbelievable. I think I read this morning he knocked out five titles. I don't care where you win, what level. Winning's winning, and it's extremely difficult. And so he built a powerhouse. And then he was hired at Baylor. 19 years he grinded as an assistant and eventually associate head coach. They won it a couple of years ago. That was an unbelievable Final Four, by the way. Golly, that was good 2 years ago. I mean, last year was good. I was there. North Carolina Duke was just, it's probably the best basketball game I've ever been to as far as level of play and how close it was, and it being, you know, Krzyzewski's last game. But Jerome Tang was an assistant at Baylor for 19 years. And now he's the head basketball coach for Kansas State. It's a great story, and it's just proof to, for any of us, anybody listening, perseverance. And we all have this, because of our microwave society, think, oh, well, you know, I have to have it in 2 years or 3 years, four max. This dude was an assistant at Baylor for 19 years, and they were winning left and right. For whatever reason, people didn't knock on the door. And now he's got his chance. They got him for nothing, too. $2.1 million this day and age. You kidding me? I mean, I know he'll sign a new deal here in the next few weeks. It's a great story. Kansas State going against Michigan State tonight at 5:30. It's one of perseverance, of probably him wondering, hey, will I ever get a shot? Will somebody call? I mean, think about how many times, how many discussions he had with his wife or his agent or people that he considered his inner circle. 19 years. I mean, they'd gone to the Elite Eight a couple. I'm talking about even before the national championship 2 years ago. Baylor had won.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, I mean, Michael White gets a job. These other guys. Jerome Tang is winning at Kansas State. He'd run circles around Michael White, among others who have gotten jobs. I mean, Rick Ray got the job at Mississippi State.
That's literally what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it.
So, Jerome Tang, 19 years at Baylor, is the head basketball coach tonight, going against Izzo, who has lived in the tournament. You know, Izzo has lived in the second weekend.
Yep.
We don't understand how hard it is to get to the second weekend, much less the third, Final Four. But when you live in the second weekend like Billy Donovan did at a non-basketball school in Florida, I get North Carolina and Duke and Kansas. And Kentucky, although Cal is, he's had a lot of success, but there's some questions here. Evidently, he went on a big old 45-minute rant on his radio show on Monday, or Sunday or Monday, and boy, that had him kicking and screaming in the bluegrass bourbon horse state.
What could he be ranting about other than his inability to win with a great talent?
You just nailed it, because he's got everything. You know, in a day and age where we're all looking for more resources, so that we can hopefully do whatever it is we're trying to do in in the world of whatever business and whatever you're doing. He's got everything he needs. I mean,
what else could you possibly have?
He doesn't want for anything.
And in the conference, in the Power Five conferences, he's got arguably one of the best paths to success because the depth of the SEC has probably been lower over the last 15 years than most of the other Power Five conferences in basketball.
But it's gotten a lot
it has now.
Better the last few years.
That's my point. He didn't take advantage. I mean, he had,
no, that's
he
a
had
good point.
Years where
back in 10 and 11 and 12,
he could have been running away.
Well, though, you know, the year he went 34-0 and lost in the Final Four to Wisconsin.
It's true.
I mean, you know.
That's why it's hard to win six straight.
It is hard to win. I mean, again, the year he lost to Kevin Ali and UConn, we look at UConn like they weren't good, but those type programs up in the Northeast always have players. Anyway, point is we get Tennessee and Arkansas tonight in separate games, right? Arkansas is playing UConn. They have players. And Tennessee's playing Florida Atlantic. That guy's done a great job. And then the nightcap is two powers in UCLA and Gonzaga.
Well, let's have you pick them.
Okay, go.
When the lights are about to be turned off, you know what you need.
Money!
Because you got to somehow make that paper, right?
Right.
Money! Show me the money!
You come to the right place for that.
Because it's time for Bo Bounds to
show me the money!
To show you the
money!
Powered by the Golden Moon Casino, Sportsbook, and Lounge. Full bar, and they offer food. Great place to watch the games. Blake?
Yeah, we're going to start with your man himself, Jerome Tang. Kansas State versus Michigan State. The mighty Michigan State Spartans trying to snap a 23-season Big Ten championship drought. But Kansas State, the 3 seed, they take on the Spartans, the 7 seed, who is favored by 2 points in tonight's ball game. Line favors Michigan State by 2. Who you got, Wildcats or Spartans in game one?
I think you know the answer. I'm going with Kansas State, the Wildcats, and Jerome Tang.
Show me the money!
I knew that's where you were going, but I had to ask anyway.
Sure.
Just to get it on record.
5:30 tip. Where? Madison Square Garden. Such a cool yeah. venue.
We like to call the Rose Bowl the granddaddy of them all. I think the Garden would be right up there in basketball floor. Yeah.
I had goosebumps when I went through there.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, I've never
been. I did. I love basketball. I walked through the top. It was closed for the NIT. Had a media credential. Got to go all around and in it. It was such a cool experience for me.
No, it's awesome.
I mean, I nerded out, but whatever.
Game two, going in chronological order. UConn takes on Arkansas. We mentioned UConn, 3 national titles in the last 23 seasons. Incredible. Arkansas trying to, I guess, do what their baseball team couldn't do, which is seal the deal.
Wow.
And so the Hogs take on the Huskies. UConn, a 3.5-point favorite. That's not the biggest spread of the night, though. 3.5-point favorite in favor of UConn. Who you got, Hogs or Huskies?
UConn wins, but I'm taking the points.
Show me the money!
How about that?
I like it. Okay. I think it will be a tight game. Musselman's group has played above their pedigree.
They have.
UConn's the better team.
They are.
Yeah.
And actually, it could get away from Arkansas, Blake. It could go. This game could go to 7 to 10 points.
Yikes.
UConn.
Yikes. Tennessee, FAU. It's the biggest spread of the night. Volunteers favored by 5.5. Who you got, Vols or Owls?
I'll take the points. I'll take Florida Atlantic. Tennessee wins.
Show you the money.
All right. So we got 2 points. You took Kansas State to upset Michigan State. Now the last one, UCLA Gonzaga.
Ugh.
The Bruins are favored by 1.5 points. Gonzaga was blown out in that Baylor national title two years ago. So Gonzaga trying to break the curse, so to speak, get the elephant out of the room. But UCLA, the 2 seed, 1.5-point favorite over Gonzaga. Who you got, Bruins or Zags?
I'm not thrilled with this pick, but I'm going with the UCLA Bruins.
You gonna show me the money.
All right, there you go. You got the Wildcats, you got the Huskies, you got the Volunteers, and you got the Bruins.
Yeah. I've been on UCLA's campus. I haven't been on Gonzaga's. Probably not going to make it there. But, and man, is UCLA's campus nice. Good Lord. And is there some money on that thing? But I like Gonzaga's coach better than Cronin, but they're both excellent at what they do. That could be an unbelievable basketball game tonight. I'm going to take UCLA because I did pick them in the bracket, Blake, to win it.